from Washington, this is VOA News. A second military leader assumes control in Burkina Faso. And in the U.S., a seven-year-old returns to school after having thought to have Ebola. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Isaac Yacoub-Azida, previously second-in-command of Burkina Faso's presidential guard, says he is assuming the responsibilities of leading the country. The military released a statement backing Zida on Saturday. Army Chief General Honoré Traoré, who had claimed leadership of the transition, was among those who signed the statement. The U.S. State Department issued a warning against travel to Burkina Faso and cited incidents of looting throughout the country. Ghana's Deputy Foreign Minister Youssef Yamin says the government in Accra is displeased with the current situation in Burkina Faso. There were some reports suggesting Burkina Faso's former president was seeking refuge in Ghana to be protected by the administration in Accra after being forced to step down from office by protesters. Yamin would neither confirm nor deny those reports. A U.S. newspaper says a seven-year-old girl in the northeastern state of Connecticut has returned to her classroom after being barred from school because of fear she may have been exposed to the Ebola virus while visiting Africa. The New York Times says the girl was allowed back into her school Friday, rescinding the school system's earlier decision to keep her out of class for 21 days, the time it can take for symptoms of the disease to emerge. The Times said the girl and her father had traveled to Nigeria in October for a family wedding, but there were no known Ebola patients in Nigeria. The newspaper said the family sued the school system and the two sides settled the case. There's more on all of these stories at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. British billionaire Richard Branson says he is determined to find out what went wrong with his space tourism aircraft that crashed Friday, killing one pilot and seriously injuring the other. At a press conference Saturday, Branson would not discuss any details from the accident. The aircraft crashed after it was released from a plane during a test flight over the Mojave Desert in the western state of California in the U.S. The leader of Nigeria's Islamic extremist group Boko Haram says the 219 schoolgirls kidnapped in Chibok earlier this year have all converted to Islam and have been married off. That conflicts with the Nigerian government's earlier announcement that it was negotiating with Boko Haram to release the girls. In a video, a person identified as Abubakar Shekau said the girls now in their marital homes have memorized two chapters of the Quran. Shekau denied claims that Nigeria had announced it was in negotiations with Boko Haram to release the girls. He says he did not know who claimed to represent Boko Haram in those negotiations. Islamic State militants have executed at least 50 more tribesmen in Iraq's Anbar province as part of a mass killing campaign being carried out by the group for resisting IS rule. Local sources say the shooting of members of the Sunni Muslim Abu Nimer tribe occurred on Friday. In his weekly address, U.S. President Barack Obama says there are still women earning less than men for doing the same work.
We don't have second-class citizens in this country. We shouldn't in the workplace either. So let's make sure women earn equal pay for equal work and have a fair shot at success.
Mr. Obama said one solution to raising women's pay is for Congress to pass a minimum wage increase, something they have not done for 7 years. Tens of thousands of people have flooded into the coastal town of Albany in Western Australia to mark the departure of the first fleet of troops, known as the Anzac, to the battlefields of World War I. From Sydney, Phil Mercer has a report.
100 years ago, the whaling town of Albany, south of Perth in Western Australia, would have been the last site of home for many of the young men sailing off to war. Many would end up on the beaches of Gallipoli, where Australia and New Zealand, two former British colonies, fought for the first time as independent nations. There was carnage on the battlefield. Troops from Britain, France and Turkey suffered terrible losses, while more than 8,000 Australians died at Gallipoli. Thousands of people have gathered in Albany in Western Australia for a parade and a memorial service to remember the heroism of the Anzacs. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.
Visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day for all the latest. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.